his friends. This year should be a special schus for Chaim Meir ben Rivka, bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, and Luli Nishmas, Rabbi Yechezkel Eliyahu ben Rabbi Yoshua. This is based on a maimer of Mori Rabbi Shlita on Lag Ba'omer. It says in the Medrash Tehillim, Amar Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yirmiya, Ma'aseh b'tamar echad shir b'shem ben Yochai, the Ozeh Lehudki, there was a Talmud of Rabbi Rashbi, who went to Hudki, v'azotonu ba'ashir, kiyasa l'gabe Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'hayu talmidim ra'im v'sarevach, I made Sira Natsun Master Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Nasabu Tamida Manafikim Home Vixach Vivik Asa Choda. Omar Biko Biko Hismali Din Rizov in Ismala. So this Talmud went to Hudki and he came back in Ashir. Came back to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they saw how much money he had. And the Talmidim had Sara from this. So what did Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai do? He took his Talmidim. He went to a certain valley. He said, "Valley, valley, be filled with money. You guys are upset you don't have money. Valley, valley, be filled with gold coins." And it became filled with gold coins. And then he said, "This Talmidim, everybody can take what they want. But you should know, whatever you take, you're taking from Yischar and Olam Haba." When the Talmidim heard this, then they stepped back and they said, "Thanks, but no thanks." And then they said, "Ki simachtani Hashem b'fa'alecha." Kisimachtani Hashem before Lecha. So we have to ma'ayin in this ma'isa from a number of perspectives. Number one, why were the Talmidim of Rashbi upset that their friend was zochah to an osher gadol? They definitely saw other Ashirim in their lives. So why pitom did they have tzar that they weren't Ashirim? So Mashu, there was something that happened now that may give them tzara they weren't rich. And they also understood the godless of Torah, their Talmidim were Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They didn't even stop learning to daven. So Ma Pitom, now they have Taibis Mammon. You also have to understand, where was the Bitachon and Amun of Talmidei Rashbi? That they definitely knew, like us, that everybody gets what they're supposed to have. Many Midrashi Chazal, Yumad Lamed Ches Amid Beis, Ein Adam Nogeh B'Muchan L'Chaver V'Filik Melo Nima. So why suddenly do they have a Chalishas Adas? Be'inyin Shekazeh Shel Osher. Everybody knows that there's Aniyim, there are Ashirim. And B'nai Torah choose a life of Aniyas, Pas B'melech Tocha Amay Mesura Tishte. You also have to understand, why was Chasha for the Medrash to tell us that he went to a Bika? Could have also been he went to a straight place and he said, Mishor, Mishor. Straight lands, flat land, flat land, be filled with dinari zav. What's the meaning of the Bika? We also have to understand what the Talmidim were saying when they finished with the Pasuk, Kisimachtani Hashem b'fa'alecha, Kisimachtani Hashem b'fa'alecha, Tzvay mol. We also have a didactic in the Lashon of the Medrash. Kiyasa l'gabi Reb Shimon bar Yochai. It's mashmi he came to speak about something. It wasn't stam. He didn't stam run into him. So the key to understanding the roots of what we're talking about is in the pasuk Kisimachtani Hashem b'fa'alecha b'maaseh yadecha ranin. We have to be choker. What's pshat in this pasuk? What's between pa'alecha and maaseh yadecha? You made us happy with your actions and your handiwork. What's the difference? Well, we have to stand. What's the shaykhat of this pasuk? To each bar lo yeda, chsilev in his sauce, before achoshin koetsev, v'yetzitzu kopaleoven, lisham damadayad, that a fool won't understand when the rishayim prosper, it's to be destroyed forever. What does that have to do with mizmor shir liyom haShabbos? So in the chiluk between pa'alecha, ma'ase yadecha, the Malbim says, the difference between pu'ula and ma'isa is hadavar nikmar v'nishlam nikmar ma'isa. Ve'etzik shaltim esasik bo'yikari pu'ula. Something that you finished is called a ma'isa, and what you're still involved with is called a pu'ula. So it emerges then that the simcha is on pa'alecha, something that's not finished. And the rina, ma'ase yadecha ranein, is on the ma'isa. Simcha is on what's not finished, and Rina is on what's finished. Kisimachtani Hashem b'fa'alecha, what's not finished. Uvamaseh edach haranim, what is finished. Umidvarav we learn Alimur Amok Me'od, and that's that David HaMelech, when he would sing to Hashem about Shabbos, he said that Shabbos is the day when the Malachas Sheishas Hayamim finishes, like it says, Kilu Kol Malach Tcha Suya. So the 6 days are Po Alecha, and Shabbos is Maisei Yodecha, because Po Alecha is when it's not finished, and Shabbos is Maisei Yodaim when it's finished. And David HaMelech is explaining that this world was created in such a way, one after the next, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and it wasn't created all at once, Darga Achar Darga, Sheshi Samin Tasa Melechtecha, and then only afterwards, Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha. So it is in Dvarim Gashmim, and so in Dvarim Ruchnim, that when you see the Rishayim, that they're like Esav, and they know there's a Manig Labira, and they know that now the rush is being Naneh, but before I ace, that rush is going to be Makabal Adin. That's what a clear thinking person knows. But in Ishbar lo Yedoch Suli Oven is us. So, fools don't understand that. So, just like in this world, it's one day after the next. And then comes Shabbos Ba Menucha. There's going to be an end. So too the Rishayim. So they're also going to have their end. But the fools don't understand that. So now we understand Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Let's go back to the Maisa of the Talmidim of Talmud of Rashbi. The Medrash says he's a Talmud. He was Talmud Shil Rashbi, not like those Ashirim that certain Talmidim stop being Talmidim. So this Talmud was a Talmud of Rashbi. He remained a Yari Shemaim, he remained a Yari Chait, and he wanted to learn by him in Yeshiva. And the Talmidim had Tsar, Hayimetzirin, because they said if there's Torah and Gedula b'makom mechad, if you can still be a Talmud of Rashbi and be so rich, then why not us? So when Rashbi saw the tzar of his Talmidim, he went to a bikkah to tell them that any type of yitziah, even if they remain binyanei Torah v'avoda, it's bechinas bikkah, it's a yirida. And Rashbi showed them that they can take as many dinaris of as they want. But he told them that the hana of this world is like hana of sheshes me'amaseh, that's tchila se'inyan. It's only the beginning. And if you're nana b'sheshes me'amaseh, in the world of pa'alecha, kisimach tani Hashem b'fa'alecha, the 6 days of pa'ulas, then there's not going to be any ma'aseh yadayim, there's not going to be any finish, there's no Shabbos. They're going to lose out on Shabbos. They're going to lose out on their ultimate schar. Because what you get in this world can take away from what you're going to get there. And with Talmidim, when they understood Rashbi, they said, we're not interested. They said, Ki simechtani Hashem b'fa'alecha. They said, no, we're happy with your pa'alecha, with our chelik and olam hazeh, the sheshes me'amaseh b'pchinas pa'alecha. What's not yet complete, the 6 days. And they don't want to eat their olam hazeh, their olam haba and olam hazeh. The person that never thinks to put in an elevator, a chair, a table, a bed, a fridge, what do you need it for? So it's the same thing in this world. Very, very short period of time we're here. Don't get too comfortable. So now we understand that Rashbi, when he was in the Ma'ara, and he was Sova the Tsar of 13 years, so it's not Nitfas B'Klei HaSeichel, the Godel HaDachak V'Hatsar V'Haini HaGodel. And Rashbi was Samech b'chol nafsho b'chol ma'odo. And he didn't say Ma'asa Hashem li kacha, like we see in the Idrizuta and Chelek Gimel Reish Pei Zayin Amud Beis, the great simcha that he brought in his friends. And to this day there's great simcha. So So the Rashbi was simchadik because he realized we're only here temporarily. And it's known what Rav Chaim Vital tells in Sefer Kavanas Lahari. Hey, Rabbi Avraham Alevi, ki b'shana niskeres, halach gam husham v'yanoi lomar b'chol yom. Birkas tishk b'virkas tishkon nachem Hashem elokeinu esav elei tzion. Gam b'yosu sham amar nachem. V'acha shagamar amidar amar lomori ki rabbi heikitz es Rashbi omen al kivro. V'omer lo amor ala ish hazavram alevi ki lomar manachem b'yom simchasenu v'ine lechein. So this Rav Avraham Alevi says he went and he would say every day the bracha of Yerushalayim, you'd say Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Tzavei Letzion. And when he went to the Kever, he also said it. And then the Arizal said that he saw Rashbi, and he said, "Tell this person, Avraham Alevi, why is he saying Nachem on my happy day, on this great day, my Yom HaDehilula, Lag BaOmer?" So he's also going to need Nechama soon, just like he said, "Here Nechama Nachem." And Taka, one of his sons died, wrote Lo Aleinu. So this is a happy day, Lag BaOmer. And if we see it, Tzadik V'Tovlo, Rasha V'Ralo, we have to know, Kisimech Tani Hashem B'Falecha, that we're only in this world, Palecha, it's only temporary, so we should be happy with what we have. And in Lasid Lavo, the most Mashiach is the Gemara Maisa, and therefore we should be Mashkiya and Meshaveh, all our Mahus and Torah Navoda, the Tovlanu L'Chayusenu Kol Hayomim. Amen. Ken Yiratza. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most pleasant.